And we are continuing on the teaching on the Lord Jesus Christ. It says in the Greek language, what Lord actually means is one who has control or supreme in authority over our lives. And I said yesterday, we want Jesus, but we struggle with making him Lord. Let me give you an example. If you are dating a non-believer and you are a believer, you know the Word of God, and it says not to be unequally yoked. But you can't live without this guy. You've got to date him or you've got to date her. No matter what the Word says, you're just going to do your own thing. Well, you may care about the things of God and you may be religious, but you haven't made Jesus the Lord of your life. You see, to be a true believer is to make him the Lord. Peter, on the day of Pentecost, when he was preaching the message and the church was birthed, he said, repent. That's the first thing you do. And that means you surrender your life over to him. And when you surrender, he becomes the master, savior, supreme in authority. In other words, he buys us. We have been bought with a price. We are not our own. It's not our will, but his will. Those who struggle with church attendance, it's almost as if, well, we can go if we want to. We don't have to go. If we want to go twice a month, that's just wonderful. I've heard people say, I'm still a Christian. I just don't go to church. Well, then he's not the Lord of your life. He's not the Lord Jesus Christ. There are so many benefits when he is the Lord. There are so many problems and struggles when he's not the Lord. Let me say, you can't serve two masters. And we've always looked at that as either God or the devil, right? We say it's God or this. And actually, that text means God or money or those things that we are dependent upon other than God. Sometimes it's our own selfishness. You say, Sharon, why are you preaching or teaching so hard? It's because I believe with all my heart that this book called the Bible is the true Word of God. And there's a standard that we must all live by. And it's not just making him a part of our lives or just accepting him into our lives where he has to adapt to our schedule and our lifestyle, but it's really an abandonment of all that is behind and clinging to him and pursuing him and accepting his lordship. The Apostle Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Is he Lord of your life today? That's the question. We'll be back tomorrow right here on The Winning Life.